Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
We're back on the air. Can you believe it?
We're back.
I know.
We made it. We're going to actually do a podcast.
I know. Let's first off say we're sorry. We've had some things go on. Personally, professionally, things that have kind of made us wonky.
Yeah, I think between us vacationing, like you had a long holiday break.
Yes.
I then went on a long vacation.
Right.
And then last week we were finally back, but we both were back, but we had just come off from being not back.
Yeah.
So we weren't there.
No.
And we were in bad moods and it just wasn't working.
The other option was to give you like the worst content ever.
So literally.
It would have been terrible.
You would have stopped listening because you would have been like, man, Jackie's a bitch.
Right.
Like
who's that?
It would have been bad. Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever said that about you, but okay.
Oh, I'm sure people have said that about me.
If there's one person that's difficult in this room, it's me. It's not you.
Like, no, I'm the difficult one.
The difficult one. It's episode 59 of the Gray and Green Show. Sorry we took so much time off, but we're back. We're rested. We're in good moods. And we're not two crazy bitches sitting in front of a microphone.
Right. You don't want to get us in a bad mood in front of a microphone because it would just end badly.
Seriously. So let's start with how was the cruise?
Okay, we're going to back up to the cruise.
Yeah.
So this was the worst but best vacation ever.
Okay, why?
I'll tell you why it was the worst first.
Okay.
10 days is a very long time to vacation. I did not do the math on that, how long that would be away from Greenlee, away from my home.
Yeah.
Just that much drinking when I haven't been drinking booze like that in so many years.
Yeah.
It was just a lot on my mind.
But you're not a huge drinker. I don't know if people know that, but like you drink, but you aren't one of those people like you watch me take shots.
Here's
like,
my thing. This is what Jim always says. You're a partier.
Yeah.
You're not a drinker.
Agreed.
And the difference is I will drink when I'm partying and I party.
Yeah.
But if there's no party, yeah, I'm not going to drink.
I'm kind of like that too.
Yeah.
Like, Aaron used to get mad at me. Like, he's like, why don't you want to like sit and get drunk with me? I'm like, because
that's not fun.
I'm tired. Like, it just makes me tired.
It makes me tired.
I need to be entertained.
And all I can think in my head is this. Man, that's like 200 calories and just drinking.
Right?
I could have a Diet Coke.
It's empty calories.
It's
that's correct.
Empty calories. And it's like a Wednesday. And then I'm going to wake up with a headache tomorrow.
Right. It sounds terrible.
Yeah. So, like on New Year's, I'm like, oh, I'm partying. Time to drink.
Right. Get hammered.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if there's no party or no real like occasion.
Right.
Then I'm like, what's the point?
So you did drink pretty heavily on this cruise.
Every single night.
How early do you start?
I would start at dinner. Everyone else starts way early.
I was going to say, I'm a terrible day drinker.
I'm horrible.
I know. I will fall asleep by 8 o'clock if I start drinking
Me
during
too,
the day.
And then I'm no fun. And so there's a lot of nightlife stuff to do on the cruise. I mean, they had clubs and bars. And like,
really? Were you like in there going the gunchin, gunchin,
gunchin? We went to the club one night and
God.
Effed up.
That sounds so fun.
We were
so
up
fun.
At like 3 in the morning like dancing at this club.
That sounds so
it
fun.
It was super fun. But like, I would start drinking. Okay, backing up. But let me back up to where I was at the beginning of this story.
Okay.
So 10 days is a long time away, and basically everyone on our trip got sick. You're not seasick.
What?
Sick sick.
Sick sick?
So one couple came on the trip, and they called me beforehand, and they said, Jackie, dude, we're going still, but we just went to the doctor. We have strep throat, both of us. The kids gave it to us. We're dying.
That's terrible.
So the doctor said, you're both on these antibiotics. You'll be fine by the time you board the cruise ship on Sunday.
Right.
Because it was only Thursday.
Yeah.
So the girl, her name's Amber, one of my closest friends, she starts feeling better and is like, oh, it's working, I'm fine. But the husband, Luke, who's the singer in Jim's band, and he knows, like, because he's a singer.
He knows his throat.
He knows when something's not right.
Like, we know our vaginas, like, he knows his throat.
He knows his throat.
Like, you know when your vagina's weird.
It's like his vagina.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, girls, you know your vagina. Something weird's going on.
It's really odd that you jumped to that, but yes, I know.
That's
exactly what you
I think it's
mean.
A perfect analogy.
So he kept saying, something's not right. Like, it doesn't feel better.
Yeah.
Like, it's not any better. And, you know, his wife kept blowing him off, like, you're fine, you big baby.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all go to Universal on Sunday. And we have fun, but he's still really quiet. He wouldn't talk. And you can just tell he felt like crap.
Right.
Sunday comes. We all go on the boat. And he's still rubbing. I saw him do this a lot where he's rubbing his throat with his tonsil.
That's gross.
And I'd say, what is wrong? He goes, it's still so swollen. And he talked like this. It's still so.
He was having trouble talking?
Yes, but we thought he was just being a big baby. We're like, Luke, come on.
Right. I mean, he is a man.
He's a man. He's being stupid. His throat hurts. Well, by Tuesday, he said he looked rough. And he goes, something's wrong. He opened his mouth. I go, let me just see it. Let me see your throat.
What was it?
You couldn't see Pat in. There's no opening between his two tonsils. The one side was so big. His hangy ball thing was pushed out of the way. You couldn't see. And I go, Luke, I hate to scare you, but
his
I think
hangy
you need
ball
to go
thing.
Down to the
med
like,
check.
Yeah. And so he goes, no, I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to. So he goes down finally after everyone says, everyone looked at it with their flashlight on their phone. And yeah. everyone goes, no, get away from us. Get out of here. So his wife walks him down. They gasp. And they said, we need to drain it. It's an abscess.
What?
So we're on a cruise ship and there's like this Jamaican doctor who's taking a needle down his throat. And they take a needle, poke his tonsil, and drain it. So the first time they drain it, nothing comes up. And they go, it's too thick. The pus is too thick in the tonsil.
So they said, in his mouth.
So they go, we're going to do it again. So they stab it again. And now his mouth's full of blood and nothing comes out. They go, we're sorry, it's too thick. We need to figure out another way to get that.
Oh, my God. What did they tell him to do?
So instead, he was down there for like 6 hours. Instead, they gave him an IV, basically full of steroids and antibiotics and like vitamins. Like just like a power drip of IV.
Yeah.
And the steroids brought the swelling down. Once the swelling was down, they gave him a different antibiotic. He was on penicillin. The penicillin didn't work.
Yeah.
They gave him amoxicillin through an IV. So straight into his blood. Within 2 days, it was down. Mind you, it's a 7-day cruise. So we're only Tuesday. So he still had 4 days left of feeling pretty good.
Oh, but which still, sucks. Holy cow.
Yeah, so that was rough. That was the first half. So that was rough. Then his wife. They're finally okay. They're going to go out. His wife gets just so sick. She doesn't know if it was the seafood she ate in Mexico or what.
It's like food poisoning?
I mean, threw up all night. Sick.
These poor people.
And then I get the flu. And then I'm sick. And
right,
I got
a
fever.
Sick too.
And I'm sick. So basically everyone got sick at one point. And so that part sucked.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
We had fun otherwise. I mean, we partied a ton. We laid out. It was still a good time. It was just a lot of bad things happened.
How many days until you, because I got a text from you, because you must have had Wi-Fi in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I got a text from you and it said, Rach, I just broke down over Greenlee.
Oh my God. Yeah.
How many days in did you like start going, I miss my baby?
Because, and it wasn't that I actually missed her at two.
Yeah.
I mean, I missed her, but like it wasn't that I was like feeling that bad at 2 days.
Right.
It was that I knew, oh my God, I'm only 2 days in and I have to go like 8 more days.
Right.
And that's when I started to feel like horrible.
Right.
And FaceTime her and stuff. And that almost made it worse. I probably should have just put the phone away and not. Yeah.
How come it made it worse? Did she get upset?
Her? No. She could care less.
Did she stay with your mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
She like wouldn't even look at the camera. Like my mom would be like, Greenlee, look who's on the phone, mama. And she'd look and go, mama, and point and wave.
Aww.
Then she'd go right back to playing and not even look up.
So you were like, she forgot
and I'd say
me.
It over and over. I go, Greenlee. And she would not, nothing.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, okay. So the next day I'd do it again and the same thing would happen. It was just, ugh.
Aww.
I should have. If I could change anything, I would put my phone in my suitcase and not look at it again.
Really?
That was my biggest mistake. Instead, I'm stuck in the middle of the ocean and I'm like worrying about things that I shouldn't have worried about. Like Greenlee was fine.
Yes, she was.
That was stupid of me.
Yeah.
I wasted. So then it would just be an argument between me and Jim because he'd be like, Jackie, she's fine. Can you please stop? Like it would make him mad.
You know what though? I fully understand what you mean.
Right.
Because even if you know she's fine, you know your mom is very mm-hmm. capable of taking care of her. Plus, Greenlee's at an age now where you don't really have to stress as much
right.
as when she's an infant. But like,
right.
you're still a mom. You're still not there to oversee it. And like, let's be honest, nobody does it like we do.
Right.
At the end of the day, I know everything that makes her happy and, you know, and you feel the same way about Greenlee. So I totally get what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jim he missed her, but it just doesn't bother him the way it bothered me because he's like, listen, it's 10 days. 10 days, I know, seems like a long time, but 10 days, it flew by. Look, we're already almost 2 weeks out.
10 days is a long time.
Yeah, but we're already almost 2 weeks away from when we were there. It goes by so quickly.
I know. It's amazing how fast
this
stuff goes.
Jim's point was, stop wasting your time being upset about dumb stuff. Let's just go have fun.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
then you got hammered at the club.
And then I get hammered. And so we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, I would say 75% fun. There were 25% that was just...
Yeah.
Sucked.
Have you ever done an all-inclusive trip? Have you only done a cruise?
This was all-inclusive.
I know, but like, have you ever gone to like a resort and not moved?
Yeah, with Jim's company.
With Jim's company. Which do you prefer? Because I've never done a cruise.
I love cruising.
Yeah.
Having cruising.
Is that because I noticed like you were dolled up all the nights, like because you do dress up for dinner and.
Well, they do. So they have the dinner is in a formal, like the ballroom, like the grand room or whatever they call it. So they have dress codes for dinner. And you don't have to eat dinner at the formal dinners. You can go eat in any of the other restaurants, and it's still free.
But one of those nights you were like doing the 1920s, like you looked so like a little flapper. You looked so cute.
Jim is like super organized planner for vacations.
Yeah.
If anyone's doing a cruise or a resort, even I'd imagine, do this. You can log on to your website where you booked your trip, right?
Okay.
And you can plan your excursions and all your stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jim went on and he saw all the parties that were going on the ship.
Yeah.
And things that you could sign up for ahead of time. And he just made sure to sign up for what we wanted to do, free stuff and not free stuff, way ahead of time, like a month in advance.
Okay.
So we saw one of the nights they were going to do a prohibition party.
Uh-huh.
And they've never done anything like this.
Fun!
And we thought it sounded fun, but it was limited entry because the ballroom they were having it in only held like 200 people.
Well, this so ship did your friends 10, go?
Yes. It was $30 a person, but it included all these specialty drinks and food and like things that weren't available if you weren't at the party.
Gotcha.
So we were like, $30 a person, let's do it, it'll be fun. And they had like a live jazz band that were dressed up.
Oh my God, I love it.
And it was really cool because they had the wait staff that worked there be actors instead. And
they basically,
the idea was you got into like Mr. Gold's party. So you walk in, they leave like this code in your room.
Okay.
And you use it to get into the party. You go in, and they had, like, the cops come in and bust the party one time.
Oh, like, so, like, prohibition.
This is the G, this is that. And they arrest the people in front of you, and they drag them out.
Ah, that's so fun!
They had a fake horse race. When you walk in, you get the horse you're betting on. And they do this fake horse race over this, like, old-school radio. And
my horse
won.
It did?
So I got a free bottle of champagne.
That would be Jackie. Her horse won.
It
okay,
was
so
cool.
This sounds so 100% up your alley.
Oh, it was so fun.
Like, you got to
dress
up.
And
there was
cool.
acting. Like, it sounds super fun. That's awesome.
So a lot of people said to us, how'd you know about that night and that party? We're like, well, we just went on the website and it was there.
Right.
You just got to look. And so we found it, booked it. And so we all planned ahead and got dresses on Amazon.
Well,
for like
we were cracking
bucks.
Up at work because I was like, oh my God, Jackie like packed a flapper outfit. Mm-hmm. Her husband's got a suit. I thought this is an intense cruise.
Well, okay. So the tux he wore, there's another thing that people didn't know about. You can rent a tux on the ship and it's $100 for the entire week.
That's not a bad deal. Yeah.
So you could use it every night in different ways. I mean, they give you two or three different button downs to go under the tux.
Nice.
You have a cummerbund, a bow tie, and a regular tie. So you can wear it different ways.
So nobody would even know if you were wearing the same actual jacket and pants.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Jim and I think every guy in our group, almost all of them, rented tuxes. There's like $100 the whole week. Let's do it. So they didn't want it to pack as much.
Mm-hmm.
So they rented tuxes and they wore their tuxes pretty much all for all the formal dinners. Like there's two nights that are formal nights where they ask you to please be in a suit and a dress or whatever. So they wore the tuxes for that. And then the other nights they did the prohibition night. They're like, well, let's wear our suit and change it up a little bit.
Right.
So they got their bang for their buck. But the suit guy said, you six are the only people on the whole ship that rented the tuxes out of the 10,000 passengers.
It sounds like, and I'm just on a hunch here, that people don't do their research on this stuff.
That's exactly
so
what
so if
was.
You're listening and you don't need to do a cruise or you want to do a cruise, listen to Jackie because I never knew this. You have to go online and you can book all this
ish. Like, the night of the flapper night, we all went to the formal dinner in our outfits.
Yeah.
And then went to the party because the party didn't start till 10:30. It was like a late night thing.
My God, 10:30.
Well,
I'm like, that's
so
late.
It's a 2-hour party. It's 10:30 to 12:30.
Okay.
And so we showed up and everyone was like, oh my God, why are you dressed up? Everyone asked us.
Yeah.
So we told them and they were all, every single person
they didn't know.
Us, said, where did you see that? That sounds fun. I want to go to that.
Right.
And it was all like, we just found it in the cruise log or whatever.
They just weren't doing their research.
They just didn't know and they didn't know to look for it.
So you choose a cruise over an all-inclusive, like sit on the beach.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Because you can still do that on the cruise. You can lay out by the pool all day.
Right. Okay. What is your favorite stop? Like what's the best? I know you've done a lot of vacations.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place you've ever visited?
Key West.
Why?
Because I love
it. Oh my God, that's where the nude bar was, right?
Oh yeah. It's where my naked bar
is. I don't know if we've talked about your naked bar. Have we talked about this in the podcast?
I don't know.
This is the greatest thing ever. So there's a bar in Key West where you can be fully nude in it.
Now I can't remember what it's called. Adam and Eve or no, it's called Garden of Eden.
Garden of Eden.
Oh, that's my favorite place.
Jackie and Jimmy went to this.
I love, we went with a bunch of Jim's coworkers too.
That's creepy.
Listen, you're
can
talking
you imagine
about,
going to a nude bar with your coworkers?
You were talking about being afraid, being in a bikini in front of his coworkers. We were at a naked bar with all his coworkers.
Were they all with their dongs hanging out?
No, but the guys all thought, everyone was hammered. The guys,
well, yeah, you don't go to a nude
took
bar sober.
Off to be funny and like, for like just to goof around.
Yeah.
But we weren't really serious.
Okay.
But there were guys straight up dong, like wieners out. Standing next to me in a bar.
Were there any wieners that you were okay with seeing?
No.
Did anybody have their hedges trimmed?
No, they're all old men.
Ew.
None of
course, it's the old saggy balls that want to do it.
The men that were naked were all old. Old. Old.
Oh, like how old?
60s.
Like, no, like retirement age?
Yes. And the women that were naked were all like, oh, you shouldn't be naked.
Really?
They were like in their 20s, but they were like,
Woof.
I don't know how to even
like buzz your girlfriend. Woof.
Yeah, like like girlfriend, maybe it wasn't a good idea to go naked.
Hey, own it. Own it. Do maybe, you, man? Do
maybe
you?
Maybe control top pants aren't a bad thing.
Don't hate on control top pants. I'm wearing some now.
Yeah, I love control top pants.
I got high waisted leggings on.
Nothing wrong with them. Like, nothing wrong with them.
Okay, so tell me how this goes. So you and the coworkers, you go to this Garden of Eden.
Oh, we've been like 3 or 4 times. We went to Key
West.
Okay,
you
like
just keep going?
Oh, yeah, we love that
I
place.
Feel like at some point you've got to participate.
Well, no. Well, we haven't gone. Okay, so here's what happened. First off, we went to Key West on a cruise.
Yeah.
In 2013.
Mm-hmm.
January 2013. So we had just gotten engaged and a bunch of friends and us went on this cruise. And yeah. It was our first cruise. And we went, one of the stops was Key West and we did a bar crawl.
Right.
And we went to all these bars and Key West was just so much fun. And it's in the States, which is cool.
Yeah.
A little cheaper to travel to. And we got back, found out Jim made President's Club, and it was the first ever President's Club his company did.
Yeah.
And that went to Key West.
Oh, you just got
so
back from Key West.
We got back, and we were like, we love that place. And we only got to go there for like 6 hours, because on a cruise, you just make a day stop.
Yeah.
So we're like pumped we get to go back. So when we went back, we went to all those bars, like the Garden of Eden, these crazy bars.
Right.
Experience.
Right. Because isn't Key West, like, there's quite a bit, like, it's a homosexual area.
It is?
Yeah. Well, oh, the Keys, and I thought.
Wait, what
Key
does homosexual area have to do with a naked bar? Because naked people are gay.
Wait, what? I sound like I'm stereotyping homosexuals right now.
I didn't see any gay people at the naked bar.
How do you know?
Well, they didn't seem gay. They were trying to dance with ladies.
I'm just going to stop what I'm saying right now. Go ahead. So you decide you're going back to Key West and you must go to the Garden of Eden.
Well, we must go to all. We went everywhere.
Okay.
But Key West is great because they have a strip. Now I can't remember what the street's called. Duval Street. And it's all just bars and clubs,
yeah.
And you can drink on the street on Duval Street.
Like, yeah, I think there's a lot of places in Key West that don't have an open container law.
Key West is only like
tiny.
Like, I ran one day in Key West and it took me, I think, 20 minutes to literally run the entire island.
That's pretty cool.
Like, around it.
Yeah.
So it's small. But the main drag with the bars is only one road that has all the bars.
Okay.
And that's like Duval Street.
Area. Okay.
And there's
is
like,
that where the naked bar was?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All the bars are on this street.
Okay.
Like, every single one. So we would go in and out of all of them every night. We're like, where are we going tonight? Where are we going tonight?
Yeah.
You know, and just go to all the bars. So we went to the naked bar. Well, then the next year, President's Club was again in Key West. So we
wait, hold on. When you first went to the Garden of Eden, did you know it was a naked bar? Or did you just walk in and
no,
see peen? Oh, you knew. How hammered were you before you walked in to see
the
dong?
We found out there was a naked bar. We were at one bar and we overheard someone talking about a naked bar.
Okay.
And we were like, we gotta go to the naked bar.
We gotta go to the naked bar, guys.
We're not gonna be here.
Okay.
Not gonna the naked bar.
Titties out.
Yeah. Girls, pull them up. Let's go. Shoulders back. We're going in. So then the next year, we went back and we're like, all right, this has got to be like almost like an initiation. The
right.
New guys who just qualified for President's Club got to go to the naked bar.
Right.
So we all went back to the naked bar and that became funny. Well, the third year of President's Club was again at Key West.
Yeah.
So we did it again. So that's why we've been so much.
Yeah.
Well, then they said by the fourth year, they're like, okay, we can't just keep doing Key West. We got to change it up. So they haven't been back to Key West since. We've gone different places.
Gotcha. So if I ever go to Key West, I've got to go check out
you
the
have
Garden
to.
Of Eden.
It's the weirdest bar. It's a rooftop bar.
Oh, wait, so they're like airing it out?
So it's a normal bar. You walk in like a club and there's like a piano
yeah.
and all that stuff. Like I think it's a piano bar now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
But it's just like a little bar club, whatever, like Mojo's Imagine in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And then there's a staircase going straight up and a bouncer. And you show them your ID.
Is the bouncer naked?
No.
Oh,
you're
too bad.
That's in the main bar.
What a way to be greeted.
Then you walk up the stairs and there's a door and then you're on the rooftop. And the rooftop is where you clothing optional.
Okay, so like when people walk into there, does that have like a bin for the clothes? Like, do they
there's
take
like
the
a,
clothes
there's
off?
Like a coat check. You
oh,
check
like a coat
clothes.
Check for your drawers.
Oh, yeah. What's real weird is
I want to go so bad.
My
I've never
favorite
been
were,
so
there were,
curious.
Like, men that would wear like just like a shirt, but no pants or undies.
What?
Yeah, like.
So they wanted to cover their gut, but they wanted you to see their balls?
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird.
Oh, the best was one time a song was playing we liked, and we were in a circle like doing the. You know, the 30-something-year-olds dancing.
Yeah, where there's floppies
we're too
everywhere.
We're too old, I mean, to actually, like, dance like we did back in the
like
day.
Like, Genshin.
An awkward wedding circle, like, okay. Dancing. And then naked people would just try to join us. And we're like, oh, you're naked.
See, I
we
feel like when
you.
People are naked and dancing, like, things jiggle that you don't want to see jiggle.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
weird.
I mean?
I'll never forget, there was these two girls, we called them the Tigers, because there was a body painter there where if you wanted to be naked but didn't want...
Ooh, you could do body paint?
You could get body paint.
Oh, girl, that's what I would do.
These two girls got completely body painted like tigers, and they looked ridiculous.
I would do it.
But they didn't look ridiculous in a good way.
Yeah.
They just looked really, really, really drunk and naked, but with tiger paint on.
Okay, like, so I think they do that at, like, Electric Forest and when it used to be Rockbury. Yeah. They do, like, body painting and girls go topless. If I had the body, I'd do it in a second. Like, I would go to a nude beach in a second. I don't think Aaron would.
No, Jim would go, but he's not going to get naked.
Oh, my God. Well, see, I wouldn't, like, go hoo-ha out, but no. I would definitely go topless.
I don't want my boobs showing.
No, see, I don't care. I feel like, meh. I feel like if other people are going to do it, like, you got to experience it. I've never had my curiosity peak so much as I do with this naked bar in Key West.
Oh, God. You
like,
need
I want
to
do
West
it.
And go to the naked bar.
I'm so interested by
it's
it.
It's real weird.
But could you imagine dancing and, like, you know, people are bumping into you with their nuts? I don't know.
I remember I was buying a drink and a naked guy was next to me and he's like, hi, can I get you a drink or anything like that? And I'm like,
he was just standing there leaning on the
naked
bar.
Yes. Just butt naked. And I'm like, don't look. But then you gotta look. You can't just not look at his
wiener.
Wait,
did you look down?
Of course I did. He's butt naked.
Stop.
I wanted to see it. I was like this.
Okay, so I'm over here like jealous that she's done this and she looked. I would have looked. How would you not?
You have to look.
You can't just make eye contact the whole time when you know there's a man standing next to you that's fully
you're
made.
Like this.
Like an eye dropping and up. Eye dropping and up.
You do an up down.
Yeah.
Up down. Up down.
If I go to Key West, I'm going to this
dude,
place.
Yeah.
They're getting so much plug on this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I think that I would have to do something. I think that there's no way that if I was like at a naked bar and people were naked around me and everybody was kind of embracing it.
I would say... of like it's clothing optional.
Yeah.
So of the all the people up there and it's never that busy.
No, so like how many?
100 people.
That's not bad. How it much of the crowd were naked?
Okay, maybe 75 people. It's not that many people.
Okay, so like half naked?
A quarter.
Oh, man, that kills the fun.
Maybe
you should make it you got to get naked to come
half
in.
Half are at least partial.
Okay.
And half of them are naked.
Okay.
So I would say half the people are like without some kind of clothing. Like maybe they're not wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That would be me. I would go topless.
Yeah. Or like they're just topless or a bunch of men with just no shirts on, just wearing shorts, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Then half of them are just fully embracing the
birthday
nude
suit all day.
Yeah,
oh,
life.
It's so funny. I love it.
I couldn't do it.
I think it's so funny that like Key West acts like it's another country.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like just right here in Florida.
I do. I will tell you. So like my first trip outside of the country was going to, well, I'm not counting Canada when I turned 19.
No, yeah.
But going to Windsor when you're 19 is like a rite of passage.
I remember like everyone, and everyone was all up about it. And we went and I was like, that wasn't that great.
Well, how old were you when you went?
Like 19.
You were? Oh, see, I loved it. I was insane at that time, though. Like, I would close the clubs down. Like, I was nuts.
I just thought the clubs were boring there.
Really?
Yeah, I
remember being at this place on the strip in Windsor called Peppers. And it had, like, a stage for girls. And there was, like, a pole, but not, like, a stripper pole.
I think
it was horizontal. And I would get up there. I went, like, 3 times every time. Just shake my ass until I was so sweaty and gross. And I loved it. Oh, the good old days.
I'm not a big dancer.
No?
No.
Love to dance.
If I'm real drunk and I'm with a bunch of girls, then I will, but...
Yeah. Well, that's my problem. Aaron dances like a 65-year-old man, so...
Jim dance is ridiculous.
Yes, Aaron too. And I wish he would, like, embrace it. Aaron used to, like, do this, like, stupid thing when he would get drunk where he would dance with me at the bars. But he would do this... Here, I'm going to stand up and show you. Mm. He would do this thing. You know, like, the things that are outside, like the cell phone places, the blow-up men with the arms.
Yeah.
So he would hang down at like a 90-degree angle, shaking his arms, and then all of a sudden he'd pop up and he'd yell, woo!
Okay.
And then he'd shake his arms, and everybody that was at the bar at the time would like go crazy laughing because he would make such a fool of himself.
That's how Jim dances.
But it was
he makes
funny.
Such a fool of himself
it was
that
funny.
People all think he's hilarious.
And you're over there like, what the hell?
No, I think it's pretty funny when he'll do it.
Yeah.
But he's got to be in the mood. Like, he's like, if he's not,
right.
He's either going to be ridiculous or he's not going to dance at all.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
I was 19 the first time I left the country to go to Canada, so I don't know if that really counts because I just crossed the tunnel.
Right. But, it was like a mile
right,
away.
Right. Being from Metro Detroit, that's what you do. But, then I went to Ireland when I was pregnant last April. Hard to believe that was a year ago. And I'm not kidding. That was like the most active I've ever been on a vacation. Like we got there. We went to one place. We stayed a night. We drove the next place. We stayed a night. We went in castles. We did all of this stuff. Like it was constantly something that when the week hit, it didn't feel that much like a vacation.
Right.
Because we did so much.
Now, just going.
Don't get me wrong. Ireland was one of the coolest trips I have ever done.
Wait, you were pregnant, right?
I was 7 months pregnant.
That's what I thought. Okay, I was going to say, wait a sec.
I had softball ankles.
So that's not, that makes it not as...
Actually, that didn't bother me. Here's the thing about traveling when you're pregnant. I felt good every single day. Like, I literally would wake up in the morning at 6:30 and go, what are we going to do today?
See, I'm like that even when we're drinking all night, and that's...
See, I can't do that.
It causes Jim and I to fight. So that was the other 25% of the cruise I told you about with Dad. It was things like that, because we'll go out, like the Prohibition night, we got real drunk.
Yeah.
And we were out till like probably 2:30 in the morning.
How do you feel in the morning when you wake up?
I feel fine.
So that's
I literally, it would be like 7:30, and I just naturally wake up at 7 because Greenlee has me programmed.
I naturally wake up at 7 too.
It doesn't matter what I do. Uh-huh. It's 6:37, I'm... like, shit, I'm awake.
You're the only person I can text on a Saturday morning at 7 and know I'll get a text back.
Exactly, I'm awake.
Yeah.
So I get up, I go to the bathroom, I brush my teeth, and I'm like, Jim, hey, Jim, let's go get breakfast.
Yeah.
Let's get up, let's do. And he wants to lay in bed and cuddle, and let's lay in bed and cuddle. And I'm not like that. I want to go. I don't want to lay in this room.
Yeah.
And so that was there. Then there's tension.
There was
then
tension.
He'd get up, but he'd be in a bad mood about it.
Right.
So then for the first 2 hours of the day, he'd be cold shouldering me like,
yeah,
she made me get up. She wouldn't. You don't even want to go near me.
I feel like Aaron and I vacation differently in that way, too. Here's the one thing we do have in common. We do wake up at 7 and we get our day started. When we go to like all inclusive trips with the first people having breakfast, I am reading my book on the beach by like 8 a.m. But I like to lay. I like to lay in the sun. I like to lay by the pool and listen to music and just do nothing.
I like that too.
Aaron and I will sit there and I'll start laying out.
Because I want to get tan.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to get
there. Let's get
trying
brown.
Trying to get some color.
Let's get brown.
And he'll go, okay, what do you want to do now? I'm doing what I wanted to do today. So
his whole day.
Right. This is what I wanted to do. And, you know, I really want Michael over there to bring me another drink, you know?
Yeah, like, yes.
That's what I want. And he gets bored. So, like, we would do an excursion here and there, which, by the way, is the most fun ever. Have you ever done, like, a catamaran or a snorkel?
Yep.
So fun.
I don't like snorkeling.
No?
I think it's horrible.
Why?
I've done it, like, 7 times.
Why don't you like it?
Every time I tell myself, this is going to be cool. And then I do it and I hate it.
It's not.
I don't like the stupid little boat they put you on. It makes me kind of sick.
Yeah.
I get out there and we finally get in the water and it's like, 10 minutes, I'm like,
it's a hell
cool.
of a workout.
And all of a sudden, you're like, okay, I'm done. I'm ready to be done. But I got to sit here for another hour and a half till we go back.
We did a catamaran on our honeymoon. And Aaron and I and like 4 other couples, we got the first boat, which was at 7:30 in the morning because we were up early. And there were like 3 or 4 other couples. They all got sick except for Aaron and I. They were throwing up in the back of the boat. While Aaron and I were on the front of this catamaran alone, it was like our boat. We were all by ourselves. We had one of the boat captains taking our picture. We were drinking beers. It was tight.
Oh, that is tight.
All these people are puking on the back.
That's how I felt. Like I wanted to just puke.
Yeah, I think it affects people differently.
And I just don't think, I'm not that fascinated by it. We snorkel. I'm like, oh, fish everywhere.
Yeah.
It's fish. It's,
I see
it's
what
not
you
my
mean.
Thing.
I think I just like getting off the island and going into the water. I just like that
part of it.
I like
the swimming.
Yeah.
I do like swimming.
Yeah. I did do a speedboat ride once too.
We would rent jet skis a lot.
Yeah. That's fun.
And that's fun. But on the ocean, a jet ski versus on Lake Michigan, it's a totally different ballgame.
No. The waves are insane.
It's like, ah!
Yes.
Ah!
Over and over again.
Yeah. And then you're finally done. You're like, my arms hurt so bad.
I know, right? It's a lot. Plus, it's expensive as hell to do that usually.
Yeah, it
it's crazy expensive. But yeah, Aaron and I just vacation differently, which can cause tension.
Yep.
And then we'll like, another thing is like every time we go on vacation, Aaron like, of course, thinks it's time to do it every time. It's like, good God.
It's a vacation. I'm taking a break from everything I don't want to do.
Okay, there's not a woman out there that hasn't felt like that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Like every once in a while I'll dabble, but man, just because I'm on vacation, I'm
not going to turn into someone different because I'm on vacation.
Right, I just became a nymphomaniac because I got to Mexico. Relax.
Right. Listen, that Mexican sun didn't do anything.
But that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Vacation is something else. And we're getting ready to go. You were talking about President's Club. We're getting ready to go to Cancun. And I want to ask you about this. We're going to Cancun with all of Aaron's coworkers. I say all. It's whoever got into the President's Club. And it's like 30 people.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. But... And I was talking about this on the morning show. What kind of bathing suit do I wear? Because I'm not like you with my body. Like, I feel kind of very self-conscious about my body.
Wait, backing up. we just were talking about how you were going to be the one naked at the naked bar.
Yeah, but that's not with Aaron's coworkers. That's around other people that are already looking like hell. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I was with coworkers when we were there.
Okay,
that's what
good
I was talking
point.
About. I was with Jim's
good point.
Coworkers.
You win. You win. Okay, yeah. Okay, so maybe you go topless at Garden of Eden next time his coworkers aren't around. Because if it's a bunch of strangers, I'm thinking, damn, boobies! But now I'm going with all of his coworkers, and I feel kind of like I have this bathing suit that's a little skanky. It's like plunging neckline. It's just boobalicious. It's hot. Like, it looks great. It makes
feel
me feel
like
good.
You're overthinking it because I would just wear whatever bathing suit I want to wear.
I know.
Anyone's going to notice.
But you're like really ripped and thin.
Here's the thing though. You're going to get there and all the people are going to put their swimsuits on and go out. And then you're going to say, you're out of the 30 people, you're going to say, oh man, I should have just worn the one I wanted.
Look at these guys.
What's going to happen.
Maybe. My coworker, Ken, I say coworker, my morning show partner, Ken Evans, he says, I think you need to wear the skirt. I go, I'm not 65.
No, don't do that.
I'm not 65.
For one thing, you have nothing to be ashamed about with your body.
Thank you
very
much.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Two, you need this trip is for him because he earned it.
Yeah.
He did a really good job doing something.
Yeah.
And they're rewarding him and you for like being there and supporting him while he was working so hard.
You're right. Yeah.
And I don't think you should have to go and be someone you're not because it's with his work. Because I don't think that's what they expect.
That makes me feel better.
With Jim's company, yeah. They straight say his boss, she's a hoot. I love her.
Yeah.
The minute we're there, she's handing out mimosas and she's trying to get you drunk. And she's like, girl, get your swimsuit on. Let's go lay out.
Yeah.
They want you to go have fun and relax.
Right.
And they don't want you to go to Cancun and not have fun.
I don't know if we're going to be the youngest people there, but we might be. Aaron and his line of work is younger than some of the guys who've been doing what he does for a long time. So any company event that we've been to thus far, we're like the youngest people there.
Oh, really?
And it's kind of strange. So I don't know.
How much younger? Like 20 years or like 10 years?
15, 20 maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it depends though, because I don't know all these people that are going. Like, I know the team Aaron works with and they're a little bit older.
You know what's
going
to be not fun for you?
What?
I don't know if you'll experience this too.
What?
You're about to meet all these coworkers and they're all going to do this. You're on the radio.
I know.
And you got to do that game where you're like, yeah, I'm on the radio. Oh,
I know.
My God, you're on the radio.
Mm-hmm. I had somebody at my house yesterday who asked what I did and I told
them. I hate when people ask what I do.
Yeah.
And then you wait for it when you meet a stranger.
Yeah.
What do you do? And I'm like, please don't ask me.
Right. That's
then
the
I tell
thing.
Them, then I say, oh, I work it. This is what I always do at first. I work downtown.
That's what I said first. I said
always.
I work downtown. And he's like, oh, what do you
what
do?
What do you do?
Damn it. He asked the question.
I work in radio.
And that's the thing.
Oh, what?
You know that question's going to come up and I'm going to have to say, I might just say I work in media.
And then everyone's going to make this joke. Someone, oh, I better not drink too much.
It right.
You talked about it on the radio.
Right. For
oh,
sure.
Oh, Rachel over there might talk about this on the radio if
seriously.
I have another. Don't do anything too crazy. Everyone makes that joke.
Everybody oh, does. She's
listen,
so right.
You think you're so interesting that I'm going to talk about you on the radio. That's cute. That's not how this works.
And that's why I don't like to tell people because you're right. Yeah. They're like, oh, Rachel's going to talk about it. Don't you talk about this when you get
oh,
back.
Don't you talk about this.
And it's like,
don't you put this on the radio.
I'm not putting it on the radio.
Yeah.
And the thing is, a lot of them know what I do. But that's like kind of the reason why I get nervous about the bathing suit thing. Because, like, people know me
right.
And, like, they went, yeah, you should have seen her ass trying to squeeze into that tube,
oh,
you know?
I don't think anyone would
or,
do that.
But that's, like, the same reason why I won't get a Brazilian wax. Like, I'd love to have that, but I don't want to sit there with my labia out on a table and have somebody wax my gine and say, oh, Rachel Gray from the radio, I know you.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because at that point, they've
like
seen
that.
Everything. Huh?
Yeah, but... It's their line of work. They're not.
Yeah, I don't think
you know.
Like
I think
that.
That's
right.
A little different. I
right.
Think that would. Be
I just got to make sure that when I dive into the pool, like all things stay together, because that's like a Rachel Gray problem.
Things staying put.
Yeah. Like because I have like that plunging neckline bathing suit that looks really good on me that I love, but when I jump in, like it goes pa-bam, boobs come out
right open.
I actually dove into a pool at my honeymoon that was full of children.
It came out.
My boobs came.
No.
I literally have dealt with that my whole life. Like I remember one time I was tubing on my boat with my parents, and my uncle was on the boat, and I got out of the water. And I took my life jacket off. And when I took my life jacket off, my top had fully flipped around to the back.
Is this your uncle that kisses you on the lips?
No. Oh, my God. I have certain family members that, yes, I kiss on the lips because we're very loving. No, it's a different one.
Okay.
But and I remember going, Rachel, Rachel, Rachel. So my boobs were hanging out on the boat. I was like, I was like 20.
Oh, no. No.
But that's the thing. So I'm going with these coworkers, and you're right. I don't know if I tell them. Necessarily. One of them will get drunk, I'm sure, and make a point of saying
someone
something.
Someone will make a comment about it because they always
And it's all right. I mean, it's part of our line of work. Sometimes it freaks me out, though. My parents, I was over at their house the other day. My parents, I don't know if I've updated on this. They now live in Grand Rapids. They got rid of their fridge the other day off Craigslist. My parents just discovered Craigslist and think it's like the greatest thing. So the guy comes over to pick up the fridge and I'm there with Quinn.
And he says, are you on the radio?
He looks at my dad and goes, God, her voice sounds familiar.
Oh, I hate that. They know.
You knew.
Whenever they make a comment that's too coincidental, they freaking know.
Well, my dad's like yeah, it's my daughter.
Just ask.
Yeah.
I would rather you just say, are you from the radio?
Right, exactly.
Are you on the radio? I hate when you'll say, man, your name sounds familiar. I don't know why.
Right.
Oh, you don't know why? Yeah. Really? Then why are you saying this?
And that's the thing. That's kind of what he did. And my dad's like, oh, yeah, it's my daughter, Rachel Gray. She does more like, Dad, this guy's at your house. Like, you don't want
to be about it. I always say, like, I don't know. That's weird. I don't know why it's familiar. And I make them either say, oh, you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Or I just don't ever, I just say, oh, that's weird.
Maybe I'll do that.
Because it drives me nuts. Don't beat around the bush. If you want to say something, say something.
I know, but I think that sometimes people get nervous. It's weird. People like have told me they get nervous. It's weird.
We're people that sit in a room and talk.
Really, I know. Really? We are the most normal, laid back.
I'm not like, listen, I don't know what celebrities make, but we don't.
No.
We're not that.
Even what we make aside.
I make
aside,
less than you, whoever right? you are listening. I make less than you. I can promise. I can promise.
Well, the guy is loading the fridge and he's like leaving, gets his whole fridge in his car and turns around and looks at me through the garage door at my parents' house and goes, thanks, big fan. I was like, this is so weird.
And then he's going to say, don't talk about me on the radio. And it's like,
don't you talk about me.
Yeah. Oh, don't you talk about me on the radio.
Right. You know, people love to say that.
I'm going to.
I know.
I can talk about you.
Luckily, the coworkers I've met of Aaron's are so much fun.
Oh, good.
They're wild and they're a blast and they're really fun. But I don't know everybody that's going yet. So I think it's going to be a lot of strangers that I don't know. Because he works for Fifth Third.
Right.
And there's a lot of people in West Michigan that work for Fifth Third because they're on every corner. So I don't think I'm going to know everybody.
And listen, if you think about it this way, they're more worried about what they do in front of the radio host than what you do in front of them.
You think?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Don't you talk about the radio?
100% think that. People are weird. Like, I can tell you how often someone will tell me something and then say, oh, but don't tell that on the radio.
No. Yeah.
Like, I would honestly, oh, you mean you didn't tell me that because you want me to talk about it on the radio?
There have been times where I'm like, damn, I really wanted to talk about that.
Really?
Depending on what
Very
it was.
Very rarely does someone tell me something that's so cool I have to tell on the radio. But
depending on what it was. Because sometimes people have like weird stuff that goes on in their life. Like, that's an excellent topic right there.
Right.
But if I do talk about it on the radio, I always change the name. Generally.
Oh, well, yeah, you have to.
Yes, absolutely.
I would feel terrible if I didn't.
Right, I know. But yeah, so I'm leaving for Mexico. You're going. You went to Cabo?
Cabo.
Yep.
But not till April.
Not till April, because Jim also got in the President's Club this year. Did we mention that our husbands rock? I got newsflash for you. Everybody who's afraid to say stuff in front of us, radio hosts don't get a President's Club where they get to go to Mexico.
No, well,
our husbands do that.
If we did, we'd have to have better ratings.
Yes, we would.
And that part would suck. As soon as they gave a reward system for that, I'd be like, ah, dang it. I got to actually earn it. I can't just whine about
Damn
not getting it.
I know.
I want to be able to whine about not getting something. I don't want to actually have the opportunity and know I will never get it.
Or work towards anything. I mean, come on.
Real quick, you just almost put your hair in a ponytail. Like,
that's because I
like,
thought
top.
I
it
wanted to
cool.
pull
I've never seen you with your hair
I
up.
Was gonna put it back, but I don't know. You think so?
I've never seen you with your hair
look
up.
Oh my god. Okay, change of topic totally, but we're almost done with the podcast anyway. We've been rambling for 40 minutes. My hair's coming back. I'm so excited. Look at this. Like, I've got all these like baby bangs.
Yeah, you do.
You see
bangs.
Them? I have these little baby bangs because my hair fell out after I had the baby. And now I got baby bangs and my hair is coming back. I'm thrilled.
I have that too, but I think it's just because I don't take care of my hair.
You think it's like breakage?
Really, yeah, it is.
You don't have them that low though.
Not like you. But
no.
I do have them.
Yeah.
If I was to take my hands and run them forward across the hair, it'd go.
Right. So this just in, I'm very excited. My bald patches are filling in.
Bald patches be filling in.
Hey, girl.
You no longer look like Ken.
My morning show partner, very bald. Yes.
Bald.
Yes. Well, too so bald. Is my husband. Speaking of that, I took a picture of Aaron yesterday. So Quinn had swimming lessons yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And there's a picture of Aaron. He just...
It's better be funny.
Here's what's funny about it. So we had swimming lessons yesterday.
Okay.
And we get there. Aaron's in his sweatshirt and his track pants. And we get there. And Aaron was planning on like bare chest in it at swimming lessons.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Well,
swim.
all the dads there were in t-shirts.
What?
And Aaron's like, ugh. So Aaron
That's
goes,
weird.
Aaron goes, I guess I just got to wear my white tee that I got. And I go, just wear your white tee. Your nipples are going to show.
That'd be weird.
He's like, Rach, I can't go shirtless.
He's in a white t-shirt. What t-shirt contest?
He says, I can't go shirtless. None of these dads. They all, literally, every dad in there was in a shirt. Now,
that's
granted,
weird. I went to swim lessons with Greenlee and I wore a bikini.
Right.
like push-up bra.
Of course
bra,
you did.
Underwire push-up bra.
Oh, my God. Well, so he gets out there and he's like, I can't do it. I gotta wear my white tee. I'm like, oh my God. So he gets in the water. I'll show you a picture. He gets in the water in his white t-shirt and his boobs are just coming through. Like, I say boobs. My husband doesn't have boobs. He doesn't have man boobs.
Well,
but he does have large
weight.
Nipples. He is packing it on, but not there.
He's got large nipples?
No, yeah.
They're showing through the water. White t-shirt.
His white t-shirt. I mean, it was funny. Yes, but Quinn loved it. Oh my gosh, she was so happy. It was like the greatest thing.
Look at his clingy white shirt.
Clingy white. Yup, in my white tee.
Is she in a swimsuit or is that just a onesie?
It's a rash guard swimsuit. It's a mermaid
like
body, and then her head goes on top of the mermaid body on the suit.
Look at
cute.
His white tee.
Aaron's brother got that for her.
He's wearing his glasses in the water.
He looks hilarious.
he looks like he fell in, like he opened a favor.
Hey man, how'd you get in the pool?
His glasses. He's gonna get out. I was in the pool.
You know, the other dads there were like seeing him in his white tee going, hey,
did you guys get a load of the new guy? Yeah, check out that guy. He wore glasses.
Somebody didn't get the black tee memo.
Oh.
So on that note, that wraps up the podcast for today. Oh my gosh, what a day. I'm glad that we're back and I feel back in the groove. And
me too. I
thank
feel,
you, Jesus.
I'm back to earth.
Yes, me too. Well, if you have any ideas for what we should do on the podcast, let us know. grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com. You can find the Gray and Green Show everywhere.
FMK. Holy balls.
I know, it's a whole new.
I almost forgot.
Okay, let's do old dudes.
All right.
Because, I mean, we talked about naked old dudes.
Like
for
old
pretty
dudes
much
like Bruce
the
Willis or old dudes
sure.
Like older?
Bruce Willis is over the age of 60.
No.
I'm pretty sure. Google it.
All right. Hold on.
Okay.
Brucey?
Who's who? Brucey. Wow. Are you a really big Bruce Willis fan?
Yes. He's hot.
Really? Well, I think we know who Jackie's going to be effing an FMK
I
today.
Like Bruce Willis.
Right.
62.
There you go. Old actors. I'm
Bruce
Googling
Willis.
Old actors.
Who else is there that's old?
Richard Gere.
Oh, yeah, Richard.
I'll take Richard Gere.
All right. Bruce.
Do you want to say Clint Eastwood? Because that's really old.
No, he's so old.
Well, I know. He's like hanging on by a thread.
All right.
Yeah.
We can do it.
You think so?
Bruce Willis, Richard Gere, and Clint Eastwood.
Yes. Okay. Right. Old dude FMK.
I'm going to marry Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Because I just want to be with him forever.
Because you love Bruce.
I love his movies. I love him.
I had no idea you were such a Bruce Willis fan.
I love all of his movies.
Okay.
That man has not put out a bad movie.
Yeah.
I love Bruce Willis. I love him.
You need to start a Bruce
Literally
Willis
Literally every time a movie comes out and I see Bruce Willis in it, I go, oh,
like,
that'll be
damn.
Good.
Damn.
I go, Jim, that'll be good. Bruce Willis is in it. Love him. So marry him. I'm going to kill Clint Eastwood because I'm not going to go near that.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
And then I guess I'm hooking up with Richard Gere. I have no
okay.
other option.
Richard Gere's kind of a babe.
No, he's not.
You don't think so?
Oh, I got to see what he looks like today.
I don't know. I read this thing that Richard Gere's middle name was actually Tiffany. I swear to God. Like, it's a running joke
it
in Hollywood.
Weird.
I know. Okay.
I mean, he's pretty good looking. Anyway.
Yeah, Richard Gere's
Well, he's real
stud.
Old now, though. Look
how old is Richard Gere?
Is. Let me see.
He's got to be like
68.
68! Okay. I'm going to kill Clint Eastwood, too, because I just feel like he's just too old.
Yeah.
Back in the day, maybe. And if I could maybe tap that with his son, Scott Eastwood, have you ever seen him?
Yes.
Holy Toledo is that guy smoking. But I got to take Clint, so he's done. I know. Okay, Clinty's out. Clinty's deady.
See you, Clinty.
See dead. You later, Clinty.
You're gone.
I'm going to marry Richard Gere because he's very debonair.
Pretty Woman?
Yes, of course. Are you,
you
kidding?
You want Pretty Woman style?
I absolutely do. He's okay. going to put me in a red dress. He's going to buy me diamonds. We're going to go places to the opera. It's going to be great. And
all I got to do is bang him.
Right? It's great.
I apparently am doing for free.
Right.
Damn it. You were right. That was smart.
And I am going to hook up with Bruce Willis because, hey, who doesn't want to bang Bruce Willis? Okay, the best looking bald guy on the planet.
Every movie's gold.
Okay, I don't know about every movie being gold for Bruce Willis. That's a stretch. Gold. That hold is on. A
Ken's
stretch. Ken, what's the
Ken
worst Bruce Willis movie?
No, Bruce
here, hold
Willis
on.
Is a god.
Okay. Every Ken Evans joins the podcast. Bruce Willis.
Unbreakable?
What did I walk into here? The worst Bruce Willis movie?
Apparently Jackie wants to bang the hell out of Bruce Willis.
I think Bruce Willis is amazing. I think he's amazing.
Okay. He is amazing. Rachel disagrees with that.
I just don't know that he's deserves the praise that she's giving.
If I see a preview and Bruce Willis is in it, I'm like, Jim, that'll be good. Bruce Willis is in this.
See, I'm probably with Jackie on that.
Really?
I give Bruce Willis the credit, the benefit of the doubt.
You think?
He's had some bad ones, though.
Name one.
Well, here's one that I know is bad, but I love it, is Hudson Hawk.
Oh, yeah. I've never
terrible.
Even seen it. I don't know what that is.
He dances around. It's terrible.
I don't want to see Bruce Willis dance ever.
Yeah, maybe there is a bad one.
Yeah. Well, don't you remember he did the Seagram's freaking commercials when I was a kid? You guys probably don't remember those.
No, I have no idea.
You weren't born yet.
He used to do Seagram's freaking wine cooler.
Oh, really?
Commercial.
That was the first thing I got drunk off.
He was real
of.
Good looking when you were a kid, though.
He's like, Seagram's golden wine coolers is wet and is dry.
I never heard of
that's how Jackie feels about Bruce Willis, actually.
Well, now we're getting into uncharted territory. He's changing my feelings.
Vagina jokes.
What were you doing? Why were you talking about Bruce Willis?
We're doing FMK. We're doing old guys.
We're doing old guys.
Okay, old
how
guys.
How old do you think Bruce Willis is?
Bruce is probably what, 56?
62.
Whoa.
Old
then
as
he's
dirt.
Great for an old guy.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
I mean, Tony Gates across the hall, he's like
62,
same age. He looks like he was going to fall over today.
Yeah.
He did. He was like limping. I don't know why they were talking about it on the air.
Tony Gates has issues.
Okay,
sure,
is Tony Gates in the FMK today?
No, Tony Gates will never be in the FMK because we want to keep our jobs. The man's a market legend. We don't mess with that.
Okay, sorry. I not supposed to bring him up?
Really? We don't have to.
No, I don't know. It's fine. I could care less.
Who else is in today?
Oh, you want to play FMK?
Well, I'm not playing. I'm just curious now.
Okay, now.
Richard Gere.
I'm this far in now.
Richard Gere. Bruce. No, can you just play? Just be. Just
Richard
pretend
Gere,
you're gay.
Bruce Willis.
Every time I come in here, you make me gay and play FMK.
Richard Gere, Bruce Willis, and Clint Eastwood.
Ooh, wow, Richard Gere's got that whole thing going on.
Right. Yeah, right. he's gonna buy you
pretty
diamonds.
Woman.
He's gonna take you to the opera.
Oh, I was thinking more about like the and the, you know, Google that later. Google Richard Gere rumor. Actually, let's do this right now
is
on the
this
podcast.
A prostitute thing?
I don't mean to take this over, but I just want to hear your don't read anything you see, but just Google
Hold
Richard.
On, I'm just gonna do it on my phone.
Richard. Okay. She doesn't want to do it at the work.
Okay. Richard.
Gear and the gerbil?
Oh!
What?
What did I say about
Richard Gere? You guys!
I literally said don't read it.
We have a problem. I married Richard Gere in FMK today.
Stop! No! Stop!
FCC.
I said
FCC.
Google it and don't. This is not even FCC. This is just good taste, for God's sake.
Okay. There's a rumor.
Okay, so we're going to have to.
It has a rodent involved.
We're going to have to kill Richard Gere because I don't want to deal with that drama.
Okay. Yeah!
Let's see. I'll marry Clint. He seems like a good breadwinner kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I could be a housewife.
Okay, that's
killing
true.
Bruce?
No, I'm gonna.
You killed
F
Richard
Bruce.
Gere.
I killed Richard Gere.
Oh, you're effing Bruce.
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh?
Yeah.
I effed Gere.
Not just
now
you, according to the internet.
What's oh my God, I could get some kind of disease.
Okay, I'm sweating. Thank you for hanging out with us today.
Yeah, lucky me. Lucky me.
Ken will be joining us next week when he comes to grab his things.
Right.
Everything I thought I knew.
Jackie's still processing. See you later.
Bye.